What is your citizenship?
My citizenship.
The U.S. Transportation Department says more than a quarter of all the trade between the U.S. and Canada crosses here through the Detroit-Windsor Tunnel and the nearby Ambassador Bridge. But Customs Officer Agron Martini says some travelers may not make it through if there's even a whiff that their trip involves marijuana.
Anytime somebody plans on entering the United States to involve themselves in the distribution, proliferation, possession of any form of marijuana, that could lead to them being found inadmissible.
Even traveling just to discuss doing business with the U.S. pot industry can be considered illegal drug trafficking. About a month ago, Canadian cannabis consultant Rod Elliott says he and roughly two dozen others were detained before they could board a flight to a marijuana business conference in Las Vegas.
We were able to get through the next morning. There were people who were traveling to that conference who told the border agents that they were investors in the U.S. cannabis industry, and those people were given a lifetime ban.
So Elliott says he and some of his colleagues will simply avoid taking business trips to the U.S.
I have been told by people in the industry that I will not travel to the United States if there is even the mere possibility that I will face a lifetime ban because I work in the legal Canadian cannabis industry.
Michigan's budding cannabis market next door to Canada is drawing significant investment interest, but Detroit medical marijuana dispensary owner Stuart Carter says the numerous investors knocking at his door are all based in the U.S.
Michigan's in a unique situation right now, and there are, you know, $200 to $300 million in investment money looking to find homes in Michigan.
Carter says he is turning down investors, preferring to put his own money in the Utopia Gardens dispensary. Yet he says licensed dispensaries in Michigan do face a big problem, a shortage of marijuana. The state used to allow caregivers for medical marijuana patients to sell any excess pot to dispensaries. But Carter says the state now mandates that dispensaries buy only from licensed marijuana growers. And he says they have not grown enough pot yet to supply dispensaries.
The state had to extend a deadline that allowed the dispensaries to buy from caregivers because there was literally no product available for us to sell.
By the start of next year, caregivers will be required to sell their product only to growers, who will then sell it to dispensaries, until the growers can produce enough pot of their own to sell. Carter says that could take 6 months or more, with roughly three dozen licensed dispensaries in Michigan taking a big financial hit. He says growers are asking more than double the price caregivers used to charge, with no real end in sight.
The growers will not have product. There will probably, by June of next year, be three times as many dispensaries as today. So how are they going to have the productivity to supply 100? It's a ridiculous middleman gouge.
Carter estimates there's also about 100 unlicensed dispensaries which can buy their pot on the black market if necessary and take customers away from the shops that are following the state's rules. With marijuana legal in both Canada and Michigan now, there's likely no shortage of pot on the street. Carter says Canadians in the cannabis business potentially being banned from crossing the border will not affect his dispensary. But even so, marijuana remains criminalized under U.S. federal law, and Carter says he takes no chances at a customs toll booth.
I don't even take my business card because I'm not interested in being scrutinized by the Border Patrol.
With Michigan's cannabis industry still flowering, those involved in it don't want to burn any future bridges, especially those that cross the border. I'm Quinn Kleinfelter.